I just thought it would give us kind of a recap of what's happened over the last 4 years. In 2003, Marika and I went for the first time to Romania, and the conditions that we found in the hospital where that was located in the city where she used to live was that they had a 300-bed hospital. Now, when you look at 300 beds, I mean, you would think this is a huge hospital and that it would have what it needed. But they only had running water for 2 hours a day. They didn't have any diapers that they could put on the newborns, no blankets, no medical gloves, no medication for women or children's services, and all the supplies had to be brought by the patients. So if a woman came to deliver a baby, because labor and delivery is what we do there, she came to deliver a baby, then if she didn't have a pair of sterile gloves, the doctor would never go into the room. If she didn't have a blanket to wrap her baby in, she just took her shirt and wrapped the baby in her shirt, and then she wore whatever she had come in, like a sweater or a jacket, until she was discharged. It's a fairly rural hospital, and so a lot of the women come by horse and wagon, and because of that, women are kept for approximately 2 weeks. If it looks like when they come to a doctor's appointment like they could deliver any time, then they just put them in the hospital and then they wait. And they say that very frequently it's 2 weeks before the woman actually goes into labor. And she usually stays about a week after she delivers the baby. So you can see that it is very different there than the way it is here.
Is this a state-run and paid-for hospital, or do the people coming there pay for service and care?
The answer to both of those questions is yes. In socialist government, the people are not supposed to have to pay very much, and the government is supposed to pay the majority. But their hospitals that are in large cities are fairly well supported, and their hospitals that are in rural areas, it can be August or September before they get the funds that they were supposed to have in January. And so they do with what they have. And they actually post, you know, something that says to a patient, when you're coming in here, if you're going to have a baby, you have to have 3 pairs of medical gloves, you have to have gauze, you have to have this, you have to have that. If you feel like you'll be in pain, bring your own medication, bring your own everything. And so this picture kind of shows a little bit how difficult it is. This is a baby wrapped in his mother's shirt. These are the labor and delivery tables. I know that these ladies have not seen them, so I thought, okay. You know, they were quite primitive. And in the pediatrics unit, they didn't have any bottles, and so they were using old Coke bottles. The nipples had become cracked to the point that you couldn't use them, so they just wound up gauze and tied a piece of thread around it and tried to use it for a nipple. And I don't know, how many bottles full of stuff do you think have gone through that piece of gauze? It was pretty scary.